Your online feature will begin in just a moment. First, a reminder that BBN is a listener-supported Christian radio and internet ministry. To support us, click donations at bbnradio.org. That's donations at bbnradio.org.
It's time to pray.
I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth.
It's time for All America.
As we pray for our nation together today, let's remember, and this is crucial, let's remember that Jesus Christ is all we need. His words in John chapter 6, beginning in verse 35, declare this truth. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? John 6, 35 through 42. Heavenly Father, we pray today that we in America would turn ourselves to the one sent from heaven to be our bread of life. There are many in our country who claim that there is no God, and yet they live their lives in total submission to the idols that they make, idols of wealth and prosperity, idols of hedonism and lust, idols of their own ideals and vain philosophies. Trying to satisfy longings and emptiness, they fail in their unbelief. Forgive us, Father, and allow your word to penetrate our hearts. Make a change in us so that we may once again be a nation whose God is the Lord. We pray for those in our country who are in need. We pray for the poor. We pray for those who are without jobs, for those struggling under the burden of a sluggish U.S. economy. We pray for those in our country facing serious illness and health conditions, for the elderly and for the needs that they face. And make Christians show compassion toward those who need help. Bless us with the resources to minister to others in our communities, and give us courage to point them to our God. We pray today for our President, Joe Biden. Grant safety for him and his staff. Also give him wisdom in the matters that he considers and speaks on today. Guard him against sin and poor choices, and influence him in everything that he says and does. We pray for our security as a nation. We pray for our troops who are deployed all over the world. Give them strength and courage as they secure our freedoms. And we pray for the many problems that are facing our nation to be resolved. But we do ask, Lord, that your wisdom would be applied to the various solutions that are needed. We pray for economic stability to return to America, and for our government leaders and our lawmakers at every level to develop the discipline and the character that they need in order to use our nation's resources prudently. May they govern themselves in matters of spending and fiscal responsibility, as well as morally. And we pray also that all who are in authority would exercise that authority according to your will. Lord, may Christians holding office stand for what is right without wavering. Be glorified in America. Be Lord over the hearts and minds of our people. And we pray that you would be pleased to bless us. May we truly find our satisfaction in Jesus Christ, the bread of life. We pray in his name. Amen.
That concludes the online feature. By the way, BBN is on social media. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.